All right, we are back with you in Napa. My thanks to Jason Campbell and Kevin Boss. We've got a lot more of the Oakland Raiders that are going to be coming up, including Richard Seymour, the head coach of the Raiders. Hugh Jackson will be with us. We'll also try to get Darren McFadden on. So we've got a very good afternoon planned. If you want to get involved with the program, you can do so at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We will be with you, as I said, right up until 7 o'clock. You can text me as well at 44-1140. And I'm just curious, when you hear Jason Campbell and you hear where he was last year in the topsy-turvy year, was it Gronkowski, was it Campbell, was it, I mean, you know, it was back and forth. And now, you know, he's clearly got the keys to the car, and this is his team from a quarterback's perspective. I think that's going to make a big difference. The one thing with this football team that we don't know how well the offensive line will protect. And if this offensive line gets better, which I assume that they would, but remains to be seen, and Campbell's got a little bit of time to throw the ball, I think, again, he can have a very good season. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't think he's an elite quarterback, but I think he's a good quarterback. By good, I mean, that means he's a lot better than some and not as good as others. You know, I put him out of 32 teams, maybe 18, 19, 20, 21, right around in there. But I think he can get to be up in the 15 area. I think he's got that type of potential. But, you know, he's got to have some time to throw the football. And I think that's really one of the issues with the Oakland Raiders. So, you know, we're gonna figure out what's going on. They have a game coming up on Saturday that you can hear right here on Sports Radio KHDK. We'll have a complete coverage for you. And I'm looking forward to it. All right, looking forward to seeing how this offensive line does. Looking forward to see how they gel. Looking forward to seeing how the young receivers step up and help out the quarterback. And then, of course, defensively, you know, who's going to fill the void left by Nnamdi Asamoah, or if that void can be filled by anybody, because he is one of the best, if not the best, cornerbacks in the National Football League. When you look at the Raiders, are there question marks? Sure there are, like on every team. Offensive line is a question mark. I think that cornerback position is a question mark in the sense of who's the guy that's going to blanket the other team's best receiver. The depth at the wide receiver, where are they at in terms of, you know, maturation? Still a lot of young kids, and I'll say kids out there that are lining up wide for Jason Campbell. Listen, they proved last year when McFadden is healthy, he could run the football. So really, I look at the offensive line as maybe the biggest question mark on this football team, and then who's going to guard the other team's best receiver. So those are some of the issues that we are going to look at. Those are some of the things that they have to get better with, and I think that if they do, there's no reason why they can't contend for the division in the AFC West. Earlier today, before the Raiders went into team meetings, I had a chance to catch up with a guy that really made an impact with his speed last year, and that's Jacoby Ford, the second-year player from Clemson. Here's that conversation now. Back here at Napa, and we talk with somebody that really came onto the scene in the NFL last year with some electrifying plays, earned him a couple of honors, and we had him on after his incredible touchdown return and his great efforts in the middle of the season, in which he was voted Pepsi Rookie of the Week once. He was AFC Special Teams Player of the Month for November, and that would be Jacoby Ford. Jacoby, Grant Napier, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
Doing good. Second time now for you, so, you know, everything is you know where to go, you know what time to meetings are, where the meeting rooms are. You have a year under your belt. How important is that to you as you start this season?
It's very important. You know, it makes you come in with a lot more confidence, you know, than coming in as a rookie last year with all the butterflies and, you know, just being a little nervous. But, you know, now you feel a little bit more relaxed. You know all the guys and the whole staff. So, you know, it just makes it a lot easier whenever you come back in for that second year.
Your big attribute, among other things, is your speed. How much do you rely on that constantly on every play on the football field?
I rely on it a lot. You know, that's my strength. You know, that's something that separates me a lot from, you know, a lot of players in the league. So, you know, that's something I definitely take pride in. You know, I got to use it to the best of my advantage.
You know, like a lot of other players, I remember Rod Woodson, who's on your staff now. He was an unbelievable track star at Purdue, was one of the best hurdlers in the country. He was an All-American. You starred at track at Clemson. Do you miss competing in that domain even now that you're in the NFL, do you miss track at all?
I do miss track. That's definitely something I took a lot of pride in, you know, especially once I got really good at it. You know, I loved it. You know, I still love it to this day, and I definitely love to watch it.
Let's talk a little bit about now a new head coach in Hugh Jackson. Talk about that. You know, he was part of the team last year as a coach, but now he's a head coach. Tell me what you like about Hugh Jackson as the head coach of this team.
I love his intensity. I love his competitiveness. You know, just the way that he carries himself, you know, just everything that he brings to the table with the whole team, and his personality is starting to rub off on everybody. He's a winner. He wants to win. He doesn't like losing. You know, I just feel like he's one of us, you know, more than – I mean, he is our coach, but then, you know, you can kind of relate to him like he is just one of us.
Jacoby Ford joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. What was the best memory for you last year, the one moment that stood out above others?
That first kickoff return against Kansas City. You know, that was my first touchdown. Got to jump into the stadium. So, you know, that's definitely something I'll probably never forget. I still have that ball to this day.
Not only that, but you really sparked the team there because it had been, if memory serves me correct, it was a flat first half, and you really got the team going, which changed the momentum of that football game around.
Yes, I did. You know, we were talking about that at halftime. We needed a spark and didn't know where it was going to come from. I didn't know it was going to be me, and nobody else did. We just knew somebody had to be the spark plug. So, you know, I was just able to come out there and, you know, just make the plays that were required.
25 catches for you last year. Let's talk about that aspect of being a receiver in the National Football League. How much did you learn last year that's going to help you this year? And what type of receiver can you be? I mean, I'm not asking you how many specific catches, but can you be one of those guys, whether it's the third receiver, whatever the case may be, that Jason Campbell can get comfortable with?
Yes, I think I can. You know, that's something I've worked hard on throughout the whole offseason, and even last year that's something I worked on. You know, I just want to be that guy that Jason can rely on to go to in late in the game, early in the game, or, you know, if we need a first down, you know, just any way that I can help the team out, you know, I just want to be that guy.
What's the toughest part about being a receiver in the National Football League? You know, people talk, well, is it running a proper route? Is it getting off the line of scrimmage if a guy's up on you doing bump? I mean, well, for you, what's the most difficult part about being a wide receiver?
I think just pretty much just understanding the game. You know, you got to understand the game first, understand the defense, and know your offense most off. You definitely have to know your offense. You know, but when you're out there and you get comfortable with everything, you know, everything just starts flowing your way, then, you know, it just becomes supernatural to you.
Jacoby, 8-8 last year and sweeping the division. And since it was your first year, I'm not going to ask you what happened before that. But this franchise, I thought, took a big step last year, becoming a respectable team. And by that, I'm meaning that people looked at the Raiders and understood that they were going to have to bring their A game to beat you guys. How important was last year when you look at this year and going one step further?
It was good. It was big, you know. You know, the reputation definitely got back to where it needs to be. You know, it still can build. You know, I think we're definitely a young team that, you know, we're going to turn a lot of heads this year. And, you know, we got a lot to prove to not even the people, but just more to ourselves. You know, this is something we want to do for us. So, you know, it's always going to be about us. It's not going to be about any other team in our division or any other team, you know, out there in the NFL. It's going to be about the Oakland Raiders and what we do from here on out.
What did you do during the lockout to stay ready so that when the bell rung, you were ready to go?
Just worked out periodically with a few guys, some chief guys, a few guys from back home and stuff. But you know that. I mean, that's pretty much what I did. You know, I worked out pretty well.
You said a few.
This guy too. Worked out with him.
You said a few chief guys, Kansas City Chiefs. Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if the, you know, Raider fans are listening. They're gonna say.
Nah, no, but you know, those are guys from back home, and I trained with them, so you know, we're all friends off the field. On the field, you know, we're not friends, but off the field, you know, those are good friends of mine.
Yeah, absolutely. camp this year, I mean, the fans hear it and they go, "Wow, is it easy or what?" Because of all the rule changes, with you can only have pads on so many times, this and that. Is it easier?
It's definitely different, but. Camp is camp. You know, it's going to be hard either way. So you just got to kind of adjust to the new schedule. But, I mean, getting that fifth day off, you know, that's always good, too. You know, to kind of rest the body.
Fans want to know, when it comes to preseason football, for someone like yourself, what are you trying to accomplish in a game like Saturday night when you go against San Francisco? What is it that you have to work on?
Just go out there and work on your craft. You know, work on everything you do in practice and, you know, just kind of translate it over into the field, to the game field. And then when you do that, you know, everything will just start falling your way.
Do you feel that, even though this is your second year, that every day you're on the field you have to prove to the coaches and everybody what you can do, that, hey, you can't rest on your laurels, you had a good rookie season, but this is the NFL and it's not what you've done, it's what you're going to do for me tomorrow?
Yes, most definitely. You know, last year was last year. I'm just looking to build, you know, on, you know, this year, you know, 2011 season. You know, I just want to pick up where I left off and, you know, just continue to get better. You know, I'm a young player, so, you know, I just want to be able to help this team out any way that I can.
Now, Jacoby Hazing doesn't seem to be that big of a deal around here compared to some other teams, but you're done with all that, so you don't have to carry anybody's equipment, no bags, man, all right? You're in your second year, so you got past that hurdle, right?
Correct. I did get past that hurdle. It wasn't too bad last year, but I still had to do it.
Now, when you're in your second year, can you ask rookies to do something, or have you not yet earned your stripes? Do you have to be in the league a couple years before you can do that?
Well, they say you technically can't up until your third game. They say you're still a rookie until your third game, but I don't really believe that. But still, I still wouldn't make them do it just because my guys really didn't bother me at all.
I've never heard of that. You're still a rookie until your third game, man. Is that a Raiders rule or what, dude?
I just think that's a rule around the league, I think. Just amongst the players, at least.
I have not heard of that. Hey, tell me what you think about Kevin Boss. He's only been here a couple weeks, but he was good with the Giants. You lose Zach, but how's he looking when he's running with the first offense?
He's looking good. You know, he's been coming in here and, you know, making a lot of plays. And, you know, he's picked up on the offense extremely well. You know, I definitely think he's going to be a guy that's going to help us out, you know, definitely in the run game and in the passing game as well.
Before I let you go, talking about helping out, Nnamdi is no longer here. He's in Philadelphia. But when you went against a guy that was a top cornerback in the NFL, how much did that accelerate your learning process a year ago?
It helped a lot. Just because Nnamdi would tell you, you know, what you did wrong or, you know, what you did right if you did go against him. You know, he was a teacher, you know, just as much as a player. Even on the sideline, he'd be watching. He, you know, he was a guy that was always into the game. So he definitely helped us out a lot on the sideline. If you go and ask him, you know, he would tell you what this DB is doing or if this DB can guard you or if he can't. So he definitely was a big help last year.
Well, I know that it's training camp and everyone's excited around the NFL regardless of what you team on, but I get the feeling that there's genuine excitement around here based on, number one, what you did last year and when you look at the talent. So have a great year, stay healthy, and it's always good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right, that's Jacoby Ford, and again in his second year out of Clemson, and one of these guys that can flat-out fly. We saw it on that kickoff return that he talked about against Kansas City. Matter of fact, I had him on the radio the very next day as he received honors on that, but he came the second player in NFL history to have more than 140 yards receiving and 150 kick return yards in one game, and he was the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week twice. That's pretty impressive when you can do that twice. So Jacoby Ford joining us here from Napa as we continue with our Raiders coverage, and we'll have a lot more when we come back right here on the Grant Napier Show on Sports Radio KHDK.